This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:43, 17 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWE, got knocking on a door. Free agency, Saints making some moves. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL sports director. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing all right, Tommy. It had a fun week last week in Disney. Glad to be back home, though. The House of Mouse, very expensive, and the food not as tasty.
I saw you on Facebook with the fam there, and I just... Well, I was going to ask you if you saw the Disney meltdown, and what that is that's where you've been there and you're sitting there eating and you watch Dad at the next table that this trip has cost him more than he had any idea it was going to cost. He could have gone to the real Italy for what it costs to see the plastic Italy in Epcot, but that's okay. And he sits down with his tray of burgers and Cokes, you know, about a $300 tray of burgers and Cokes, and then Johnny complains because he didn't want tomato on his hamburger. And at that point, Dad just freaking loses it. It's the Disney meltdown. It happens often. Did you see one? Or were you perhaps
involved? No, I didn't have the meltdown, thankfully, but I do understand, man, the prices at Disney are outlandish. Had a lot of fun, but like I said, good to be home. The most meltdowns I saw were by the children, at least, not from the parents. But I totally understand it, and I had no idea. Basically, baby carriages this day are as big as Cadillacs today.
Yeah. But we'll just look at Mardi Gras. Look at what's happening with Mardi Gras and extended to Disney World. And
right.
The only thing I'll say is that I think everybody should take their kids to Disney once. But if you are doing some price comparisons, and I'm not kidding about this, you can go to the real Hawaii, you can go to the real Ireland, you can go to the real Italy for what it costs you to go to Epcot. But enough of that. Let's talk about the Saints. What moves have the Saints been making, Steve?
Yeah, they've been spending money, too, like they've been at Disney, surprisingly. I guess you could say saving money, doing a bunch of restructures. Guys like Carl Granderson, Cesar Ruiz, Colin Saunders restructured their deals. Over the weekend, we know Derek Carr, the quarterback's deal, got extended, freeing up a bunch of money for the Saints. Guys like Demario Davis, Eric McCoy also in that mix. And right now, the team, according to OverTheCap.com, a salary cap website, they're estimated to have $13 million in cap space, so no longer in the red for the black and gold. We saw them re-signing Chase Young, the defensive end, yesterday, announced a three-year deal that's $51 million, and with incentives can be worth up to $57 million there. So the team hasn't been hampered that much by these salary cap issues. I feel like we see it every year. They make the maneuvers. This offseason, they got those number crunchers over there that'll just kick the can down the line. I know fans are tired of hearing that and want the team to, you know, get cap, you know, more friendly than they've been. But the Saints find a way to make it work. Just going to see now what they can add now in free agency going forward. I expect not too many big pieces. It's more going to be about what they can acquire through the draft.
Do you have any idea how that whole salary cap restructuring thing works? I'm not kidding about that, because it's you know, you go from, and you're not talking about a dollar and a half here. You're going from 38 million over the cap to 13 under. How'd that happen? I don't know. But they made it work. So they have 13 million now under the cap. Is that right? Under next year's cap?
Correct.
Okay.
Under this year's cap. So they are cap compliant for tomorrow, which will be with signals the start of the new year. And every team has to be, you know, salary cap compliant by then.
Okay, so they're salary cap compliant. That means as far as restocking or retooling the team, they have, and I don't know what the cap's going to be, or I guess the cap has already been determined. As it stands now, they have $13 million to spend on free agents, and what about the draft and rookie contracts and all of that?
Yeah, that's their number right now. It's like $13.4 million. After being, you know, in the red for so much, that the base cap for this season is estimated to be $279 million, and right now this, you know, like I said, the Saints just under that, and you know, getting additional free agents with just $13 million, not likely unless they want to free up some more money by working with deals like an Alvin Kamara, Taysom Hill. I know there were the rumors about him getting cut. That hasn't happened. He's still a part of the team. Tyrann Mathieu could restructure his deal. And what ends up happening is you extend a player's contract, convert some of that, their salary into bonus money, and even they create those dummy void years. It's all definitely a complicated process that I'd like Saints accountants to be working on my taxes to try and free up some money.
So tell me about Tyrann Mathieu. If I don't know if he's got anything left in the tank or not. I know the last couple of years, every time I doubt that he does, he comes up with a big play. But he did last year appear to be kind of showing his age a little bit. Is he going to be part of this team this year? And if not, how does that?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In fact, the cap.
I think Tyrann Mathieu is a guy that we will see part of this team. He's been more than willing to work with the New Orleans Saints about restructuring his contracts to whatever they need. A guy that's, you know, a hometown guy that wants to be part of this team, literally someone you could say bleeds black and gold. Mm-hmm. It's all about a team-first kind of dude. You know, he's got a looking at his cap number for this year, is base salary of $6.25 million with a cap hit of $11.3 million. So I could see some restructuring going on for him if they want to free up some more money to dip into the free agency waters. But also, like you mentioned as well, you still, whenever we do have the NFL draft in April, you're going to have to re-sign all the draft picks and the undrafted free agents afterwards. So you're going to need some more cap space than $13 million right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask. That comes out of that $13 million, right? And those
correct,
we know right now. Well, depending on who the Saints draft at what position, but you have an idea how much they're going to have to pay because it's already set, correct? With the collective bargaining agreement.
Like you mentioned, the new CBA, those outlandish contracts for rookies aren't the case anymore. You pretty much know where a guy is going to land after you draft him. It's like all slotted and set out for you now. And then, you know, afterwards, that second contract is the big one for all these guys.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I see we'll talk about some things going on in the NFL with free agency already. And you look at Sam Darnold signing, I think, what, $100 million with the Seahawks. Saints ain't got that kind of money at all. I also want to talk about the Derek Carr restructuring thing because I think people may be reading more into that than it means. Steve Geller's our guest, WWL Sports Director. You got any questions about the Saints or comments? 504-260-1870. That's the Oakman Heart Jeweler talking text line. I'll pass them along. We come back, 851, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about some Saints moves in free agency with our good friend Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Somebody said the Saints have been, people have been saying the Saints defense is old, so they addressed that by signing a young guy. Get it? Chase Young? Yeah, that's clever. But I tell you what, I did get a couple of questions on, and it's just two words, Cam Jordan. What does all of this mean for him?
He still has not reworked his deal with the Saints currently, so still under his current contract. And curious to see if they end up, you know, going to him to try and free up some money. It would make sense. He's been there, done that before with the team, and we know he's used to how things go with his black and gold squad. And, you know, none of these guys are taking any kind of salary reductions. I think that's a big misconception by folks that are mad at Derek Carr, too, for not taking a pay cut. No one's taking a pay cut. The deals just get reworked. Things convert into signing bonuses. Like I mentioned, too, before, things get pushed extended, and you get a dummy void year added to a contract. So the guys end up getting more money up front than they would have. But any kind of salary reductions really isn't happening. I don't think that, you know, you see that with many teams in the NFL. Guys are going to get paid what they've negotiated, but are willing to rework stuff if you want to alter the way I get the money, and I get it sooner than later, that's no big problem.
I'm seeing words being used like doubling down on Derek Carr, commitment to Derek Carr. I know there was a lot of social media pushback. Is this as much of a commitment as it seems, or was this more of a salary cap move? Tell me your thoughts on that and the Saints' commitment to Derek Carr at this point, Steve.
Yeah, it definitely means he is your starting quarterback for this coming season. Whether you like it or not, folks, Derek Carr will be the guy. It's not going to be a Spencer Rattler, a Jake Haener, or some other young guy in the draft that the Saints end up taking. They're committed to Derek Carr. He's now opened up $30.9 million in space for this team by restructuring his deal. $30 million base salary and a $10 million guaranteed roster bonus has pushed, you know, to future years, lowering his cap figure for this year now to $20.4 million. But that does, you know, once again, push things down the line for this Saints team. So Carr's 2026 cap figure looks like $69.2 million right now in the final year of his contract. So come next year around this time, Tommy, we're going to be talking about the same thing once again. What are the Saints going to do about Derek Carr's contract?
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, I guess. but it's going to have to be the draft. I mean, there's no other way, right? They can't restructure to really enough to make any kind, free up enough money to make any kind of moves in free agency, serious moves?
No, the Saints typically haven't made that big splash move in free agency. Right now, it's just going to be about adding some key pieces here and there to the roster, hopefully along offensive and defensive line.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Stay out of Disney World. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. Maybe that's where LaToya's headed. We'll be back.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.